Fred Film Radio, BFI, London Film Festival, United Kingdom.
Fred Film Radio, I'm Matt Micucci from the 2019 BFI London Film Festival, and this is an interview with director Michael Omonua, who presented his film The Man Who Cuts Tattoos here, and he starts off our chat by introducing the movie to our listeners.
It's a film, a love story, that's set across two time periods, the first being ancient Benin. And it focuses on the scarification that young couples have to undergo in order to be married. And there's a modern tale, which is the second story, which focuses on the sort of emotional pain that's caused, that a young couple causes each other. So the first section focuses on the physical pain, and the second focuses on the emotional pain of young couples.
I think that's an interesting place to start, actually. Where does that idea to divide these two pains, let's say, into different parts and to shift the focus on a specific pain in each part come from?
Well, it comes from the idea that we, in Nigeria, we don't actually look back at our history like scarification in any kind of good light. We see it as a bad thing, as brutality, as something that should never have been done, and it should be, you know, part of the Dark Ages. But they were actually something that were used to guide people as a rites of passage through different stages of life. So the whole idea was that, you know, you would have this sort of physical body painful scarification done to your body in order for you to sort of attain marriage and sort of appreciate that sort of union, because it's the whole idea of, you know, it's something that you suffer for. You know, you won't sort of let go of so easily. So, that's where that came from. And it's just sort of me kind of trying to say, look, okay, these were sort of ancient sort of practices, but then they had a place at the time, and trying to educate people about that as well.
But there's a violence to it as well. I mean, is that also, I mean, it strikes me as a little challenging or even difficult to examine, right?
Yeah, sure, definitely, because even to this day, like, if you speak to, like, anyone, a modern couple in Nigeria, and, you know, you mention scarification of the child, the majority would be like, oh, no, you know, God forbid that. I'll never sort of cut my child or do any kind of scarification on it. And it's almost seen as something that's ugly, or especially the facial scarifications. That's ugly and ancient and backwards and shouldn't be done anymore. You know, it's something to do with the past and ancient rituals. It's difficult in that sense, but it's also me trying to shine a light on it and say, look, there was a place for it at that time, and there was a reason for it to be done, and sort of like trying to educate people. And also because a lot of these sort of Edo Benin tales of our history and culture, they never really ever leave Nigeria, you know. They're made in Nigeria, but they never sort of get to Europe, and Europeans and foreigners rarely ever get to see our stories.
So, I mean, in this sense, this movie is also a way to communicate these things to, you know, an audience outside of Nigeria?
Yeah, absolutely. You know, like, you have the king, right, about sort of British history, yes. You know, and it's almost, despite the fact that, you know, if you have like a film about, like, say, Henry VIII, you know, he killed like a number of his wives. But in a way, it's kind of celebrated. It's not celebrated, but it's sort of seen as part of the history and heritage. And it's like, it's elevated. Yeah. Yeah, it's elevated to a sense like, oh, look, this is our history, and tourists come and they want to know about it. Whereas, you know, our sort of cultural history and stuff, it rarely ever sort of leaves the borders. I know we've got the bronzes here and stuff, but no one really gets to be educated about, you know, scarifications beyond like a photograph or something. They won't really get to know more about it and why it was done.
You know, while you were saying that, it made me think that, yes, that's true. Sometimes it's also the way in which historical aspects are told. And when I think of that, I think also that it takes sometimes a long time to understand things that happen in the moment. We may not know that we're living in history, but we are constantly living in history. Do you ever think about that?
Yeah, definitely. And the context does matters about, you know, what's going on at the time as well. If you're here in the present, you kind of understand everything that's happening. But sometimes if you look back into the past and you see things that have happened, you don't have the actual context, you know, it's easy to just dismiss it as something that's just silly. Or
do you think that cinema helps?
Yeah, definitely. Stories are really important. And they, it's, they've been told for, you know, generation to generation. You know, in Nigeria, we had the oral tradition. We never really had it, things written down. It was just wisdom passed from one generation to the next generation. And that's the same with kind of what I'm focusing on in this film with the scarifications.
That's a fascinating thing in itself. I think also this film is very different from, let's say, the language of films that we would see usually or identify with Nigerian cinema. Would you agree? And are you influenced by, you know, things beyond the culture of the specific country?
Yeah, a lot of my influences from for this film actually came from sort of European art cinema, you know, Bergman and a lot of the sort of transcendental stuff, Ozu and Sayuri Ray and that kind of those kind of filmmakers. I'm also influenced by the sort of Francophone African filmmakers like Sembin, and less so Nigerian filmmakers, because in Nigeria we have a different kind of scene, a very kind of commercial scene, which is fine. It's very valid. But it's not kind of like what we're trying to do. We're trying to tell stories that kind of transcend beyond our own audiences and the diaspora. Also, we want them to watch it as well, but we also want other people to be able to watch it and take something out of it.
Yeah, because when you were listing those people, I think that one of the things that they all have in common, it was this sort of desire or urge to challenge their viewers into thinking. And that's something that definitely can be achieved through cinema. I mean, is that something that you want to challenge the viewer, even by telling uncomfortable things? And
yeah, definitely. This film definitely will challenge you and get you thinking about, you know, what it means to sort of love someone. Is it necessary to go through constant pain, emotional pain, physical pain? You know, emotional pain is physical in a sense. How much of that should you have to go through in order for the to keep the relationship working? That's kind of like the questions I'm sort of asking. And I do hope it does challenge as well. Yeah,
it's universal, I think.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, yeah, definitely.
Yeah.
Beyond
the actual, you know, surface level story of the film, is a lot of universal aspects in this movie, I think.
Yeah, I think the best movies are that way. You know, it's why you can, you know, sit down and, you know, watch a Korea film and completely relate to it, you know, despite the fact it's in Japan or a Kelly Reichardt film, you know, it's American, but you still relate to everything. So yeah, absolutely.
So thank you very much for joining us. It was a great pleasure talking with you.
Oh, no, thank you. I appreciate you guys for having me here.
Thanks a lot. This is Fred Film Radio, the Festival Insider.
Fred Film Radio, 24/7 on Fred.fm and smartphone apps.